Simon & Schuster Audio presents Crippled America, How to Make America Great Again by Donald J. Trump. Read by Jeremy Lowell with an introduction by Donald J. Trump.
I was recently approached by the great folks at Simon & Schuster about doing a book. The last thing in my mind was to do a book. I've done 12 before. We've had many bestsellers. The Art of the Deal was one of the all-time great sellers in terms of business books. I think it was number one. But this was sort of an interesting situation. When I did the book, I thought, I want to tell the truth, only the truth. And that's why, unfortunately, there are some parts of the book and our country that are very, very sad. Let's see how you like it. I'm going to read the introduction to you personally. What I really want to do with the book is tell people the problems, including lots of politicians out there on both sides, and maybe some of these problems can be solved. The name of the book is Crippled America, How to Make America Great Again. It's by Donald J. Trump, and that's me. This is the introduction. You've got to believe. Some listeners may be wondering why the picture we used on the cover of this audiobook is so angry and so mean-looking. I had some beautiful pictures taken in which I had a big smile on my face. I looked happy. I looked content. I looked like a very nice person, which, in theory, I am. My family loved those pictures and really wanted me to use them. The photographer did a great job, but I decided it wasn't appropriate. In this book, we're talking about Crippled America. That's a tough title. And unfortunately, there's very little that's nice about it. Hence, the picture on the cover. So I wanted a picture where I wasn't happy. A picture that reflected the anger and unhappiness that I feel, rather than joy. There's nothing to be joyful about. Because we're not in a joyous situation right now, we're in a situation where we have to go back to work to make America great again, all of us. That's why I've written this book. People say that I have self-confidence. Who knows? When I began speaking out, I was a realist. I knew the relentless and incompetent naysayers of the status quo would anxiously line up against me, and they have. The politicians who talk a great game in campaigns and play like total losers when they try to actually govern, because they can't govern.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?